everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and very first to kick off the week, we want to tell you about a new series here on the Mormon Channel that you'll want to check out for sure. It's a radio show, and it's called Here to Help. And we're visiting ordinary people who are serving others in various capacities. So definitely one to look into and maybe share with somebody that you love, maybe a family member or somebody that you just think could benefit from that. So check that out. It's called Here to Help on MormonChannel.org. Well, today we're going to talk about some threats to marriage that we may or may not realize or be thinking about. And it comes from an article actually on the Huffington Post called The 9 Most Overlooked Threats to a Marriage. And it's written by a gentleman named Kelly Flanagan, and he's a clinical psychologist and also a writer. And he starts off the article by talking about how marital communication is really to blame for, it gets blamed for a lot of things. Oh, we don't communicate well. But he really believes that poor marital communication is just a symptom of a bigger problem. So he goes through a list of different things that are the bigger threats to marriage that he believes that, that oftentimes we may not think about. So I wanted to share some of those with you today. So maybe you can think about them, whether you're married or you're looking for a spouse. No matter your circumstances, I think everyone can benefit from these. So the first one is, we marry people because we like who they are. And he says, you know, people change. You should just plan on that. And you shouldn't marry somebody because of who they are or who you want them to become. You should marry them because of who they are determined to become. And then you can spend a lifetime joining them in their becoming who they want to be. And it will be a journey for the two of you. The second one is that marriage does not take away our loneliness. And I thought this one was really interesting because a lot of people just say, oh, I don't want to be alone, and marriage kind of cures that. But he says that just to be alive is to be lonely at times, and it's just part of being human. You're alone sometimes, and you're lonely, whether you're married or you're not. And marriage doesn't change that human condition, and it cannot make us completely unlonely. And you can't blame your partner because of those circumstances. Instead, he says that marriage is intended to be a place where two humans can share the experience of loneliness together. Isn't that an interesting way to think about it? I've never thought of it that way before. The next one he says is shame baggage. And yes, we all carry it. He says that people spend most of their adolescence and early adulthood trying to pretend that shame doesn't exist. So when the person we love triggers it in us, we blame them for creating it rather than trying to fix it ourselves. And he says sometimes the best marital therapy is individual therapy rather than couple therapy, in which we work on healing ourselves and our own shame first rather than transferring it to other people and the person closest to us, which is our spouse. The fourth one is that ego wins. Everybody has an ego to some capacity, don't they? And, you know, people come by it honestly. It's just a part of our makeup to a degree. But when you're grown and you're married, the ego is a wall that separates you from your spouse. And he says that work on vulnerability instead of strength. That vulnerability can be a powerful thing, and grace instead of power over another person. The next one he says is that life is messy and that marriage is life. So marriage, therefore, is messy as well. Don't blame the other person because things start going wrong. Things sometimes just go wrong in life, don't they? And so he suggests that you walk into it and through the mess of life together rather than blaming the other person for everything. Number six, empathy is hard. And a lifelong empathy standoff is really detrimental to a marriage when one partner in a relationship does not have any empathy for the other person. That can just be the downfall of a marriage. And so he says, jump into empathy, embrace it, and feel it for your partner. And then the next one he says is that we care more about our children than about the one who helped us create them. And he says, you know what? Kids should never be more important than the marriage, and that they should never be less important than it. But if they're more important, then sometimes kids and the demands of parenthood can drive wedges in relationships. And he said, instead, family is about the constant ongoing work of finding that balance between your spouse and your children and parenthood and all of your other commitments. It's all about trying to find that balance. And the next one he says is that it's the hidden power struggle, that most of the conflict in marriage is at least in part a negotiation around the level of interconnectedness between lovers, and that men usually want less and women usually want more. And sometimes those roles are reversed. And who gets to decide how much distance we keep between us? Does one spouse or another get more control over that? And he says, you know, if we don't ask that question, then we'll just fight about it over and over and over again. And the last one he suggests is, he says, we don't know how to maintain interest in one another or one person anymore. That we live in a world pulling our attention in a million different directions. And instead, we should make our life a meditation upon the person we love instead. And that it's absolutely necessary and essential to any marriage to survive and then to thrive. So maybe an interesting perspective, or some things that you maybe haven't heard or thought of before, to kind of start you off on this new, fresh week. Richard G. Scott said that express gratitude for what your spouse does for you. Express that love and gratitude often. That will make life far richer and more pleasant and purposeful. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.